If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to StephanieMiller.com to find out how.
Yep, it is the Stephanie Miller Show. Fridays with Sexy Liberals, Frangela.
What?
Go to SexyLiberal.com, Sexy Liberal on Facebook. Get those last tickets for next Saturday night, New York City. We got to, what do we got? Chicago in, October and then, Mark Day Perform, bitches.
Yes. Right.
And November 11th here in LA.
Come on.
With Rob Reiner and probably more surprises to come. Okay. And then, San Francisco in December. Okay. So we were just, I did retweet somebody this week that just said, everybody's still litigating Bernie versus Hillary.
That's right.
You're doing Russia's work. You get that this is what Russia wants.
Absolutely. And then the last caller just now, we have to address the fact that he's talking about the right talking point of the GOP talking point of identity politics.
I'm sorry. I can't.
And I cannot with
you. We just
you.
Tweeted an article for you if you need some help on your wokeness.
Okay.
From Everyday Feminism. Don't get it twisted. First of all, women are the majority of this country.
Yeah.
Second of all, we can't divorce. Why is it that the only being that is allowed to have rational thought and capable of seeing the world without some form of personal prejudice is a white, cis, heterosexual man? Why is everybody else?
Right.
We're just wedge issuing it.
Yes.
With discussions of women.
Yeah. Or people of color.
People of color. We're just on these women
or
of
LGBTQ
color.
LGBTQ.
The fact that
issues.
We don't include women of color in any of these. We say
Latina.
We see people of color and women. Where do I go in that discussion?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I'm over it.
Yeah.
Sean Comiskey, of course, the only.
He's
penis owner with an exception this morning.
But he's black. He's
just
he's
general
just,
awesomeness.
He's black adjacent.
Yeah.
He passed.
I think. Sue in Rockville. Hello, Sue. How do you do?
I am doing okay. Hey, girls, you were wonderful last week,
Thank
and
you.
I never get to get in and talk to you. So, hi, all of you. I hope you all have wonderful weekends.
Thank you.
And I'm afraid I'm going to miss you in New York this year. So I'm very sorry.
Sue.
I'm trying to figure it
really?
Out. I have a son getting married in New York, and
get your priorities in order.
I know, seriously. Oh, he can get married any old time.
Yeah, why don't people check these dates? Why do they do this?
Listen, I didn't call when Ron was on because I was really angry at what he said. And all I could think of is, you know, as FDR saying, you know, Hawaii's really far away. I'm sure that was no big deal, just one bombing incident. Or Kennedy saying, you know, Cuba's still 90 miles away. This is the 21st century. This was cyber war.
Yes.
We were attacked by Russia.
Yes.
Team Mueller has 20 of our best and brightest who are untangling this web of deception and treason to help us find out. Because Ron may not like it, may make him uncomfortable, but the fact is, what kind of world do we leave our children and grandchildren if we don't find out?
Right, and I don't. Get is how they perceive. And maybe someone can help me with this. Do they perceive that as anti-Bernie somehow? Because it's not.
It's not.
This is about Russia attacking our country.
Because if you think that Bernie's going to win if they do it again next time, no. The point is that nobody will win.
Right. So that's what I'm. I can't get my head around. I don't know if that's what it is that they're wedded to the Bernie would have won narrative that you don't want to admit that this was profoundly unfair to Hillary Clinton.
Like, I do think
this entire election.
It may have been an inconvenient truth. That there were Bernie supporters such puritopians that they did swallow some of the propaganda. That's a separate issue they will have to deal with. Hillary gets to speak her truth. And why is it that only the woman who wrote the book is the one who's being, you know, we're getting mansplained.
Thank you.
Her voice should be silenced. Thank God Nancy Pelosi stood up last night and said what needed to say, because at the end of the day, it is women who will save this world.
Yeah.
That's right.
Did you hear Nancy Pelosi shushed everyone at the White House dinner because they were talking over her? No. They were mansplaining, and she was like, zip it.
Everyone. Kitty table. You're asking for kitty table.
But I'm telling you, starting with the women's march that we were at for Sexy Liberal in D.C., right, to cut to Maxine Waters reclaiming her time, cut to Nevertheless She Persisted, Elizabeth Warren, to Nancy Pelosi saying, drink a big cup of STFU.
Yes.
I'm talking now.
Yes.
I mean, she literally said, do women get to talk around here?
How many times have they interrupted Kamala Harris?
Kamala Harris. I was trying to think of the...
It is like, and watching them do it with an attitude, and I just... I can't, or Beauregard saying, telling her to be, that she makes him, what, nervous or
yes,
something?
Yeah, you make me very uncomfortable.
You know, listen to, not only do you listen to our podcast, but we did a dialogue with Dr. Evelyn Carter, and go back and listen to that if you need to, because a lot of you need to, I think. A lot of people need to, not us, everybody. I listen to it again all the time. And we talk about this, about having these ideas so closely attached to people's identities that it gets hard for them, for any of us, to look at them clearly. But one of the things that's important when you're trying to get woke, or you want to be, we all want to be unprejudiced.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? We all want that. But where's the cognitive dissonance? Why doesn't it happen? When you find yourself uncomfortable about something, Dr. Evie would say, that's the exact moment you should stay in it.
Yep.
So
right.
if you're uncomfortable with Hillary Clinton's book
right.
or with that you may or may not have read, either read it or don't, but ask yourself, where's my discomfort
right.
with it? And really take it, because maybe there's something legit there. And I don't, everything's legit in your feelings, obviously, but I'm like, but maybe there's something there to work on.
Right, yeah.
Like, maybe.
Yeah, this is some of Hillary last night, Rachel Maddow. Yeah, I mean, if you haven't seen it, you've got to watch this right. interview. Here we go.
I ran against someone who demeaned women, degraded them, attack them, and again, not just me, but, you know, Miss Universe contestants and Republican women who dared to run against him and interviewers who questioned him. It was so rhetorically vile what he said about so many women, and that kind of lifted the top off of what had been much more restraint. Trump threw all that out the window.
You think he changed the weather? You think he changed what was possible in American politics?
I think he gave permission for people to be much more sexist and misogynistic, which is much more generalized hatred of women. So,
and much more racist.
Yeah.
And I've just said, in general, just meaner.
Yeah.
He's like, you know, made America a place where it's okay. I mean, these stories you hear every...
We can't even talk to each other respectfully.
Exactly.
Right. You're going to say sentient to us.
Yes. Did you see this kid at Transylvania University who tried to report another student, a fellow student,
right.
to ICE and turn her in?
And did worse than that. Went on Facebook and was encouraging other students to report her.
Yes.
And to and basically, she's been threatened. She's been... whatever. And so it's like, yeah, of course it's opened that up.
Yeah.
That can worms. And my thing is, like, seriously... we have to speak to each other more respectfully.
Yeah.
Like, you can't expect me to listen to you once you've just told me that I'm not conscious.
Right, right. There was a little black boy that got lynched by a group of white...
Yeah,
and survived.
Yes.
And his mother is...
They're fighting to get it called a hate crime.
Right, right.
And the police didn't want to release their names for the protection of the people who attacked them.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, like Betsy DeVos.
Yeah,
I can't.
Right.
I can't.
Protecting the, you know.
The rapists.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
The assaulters.
Yeah.
That's what they're about. Who are protected.
Yeah.
Really well protected. Ask Brock Turner how good he feels.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he's been out.
Marion, Oklahoma, you're on with Frangela. Hello.
Hello. You've been talking about Hillary, and I am of the opinion that if Hillary had in that debate had turned around to Donald Trump and crawled right up in his face and pointed at him and says, now you back off.
Yeah.
I mean it. You go back to your corner and you shut up. He would have done it.
Yeah.
I guarantee you he would have done it.
Because he's a coward.
I agree with you, Mary.
Because when he was in Detroit, there was a black lady pastor, and he went into her church and started, you know, his mouth. And she said, listen, she says, I'm sorry, but we do not discuss politics in our church. And he's like, okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, and then he talked all tough when he got away from her, talking all smack.
Yeah.
And then people would have seen what a real coward he was and a draft dodger and everything else.
Yeah.
And I'm a Republican. I voted for Hillary. I voted against Donald Trump because I just can't stand him.
Yeah.
And I think that the people who are responsible for him are not the Trumpites, but the Mercer family.
Mm-hmm.
Who subsidized this whole thing. And I think that every American who doesn't like them should send them a dildo.
Yep.
I did not see that. I saw the whipped cream. I saw the cherry. I missed the nuts.
I did not know we were getting to that.
She gets the gold star for the day.
That was awesome. We talk about this all the time, Francis and I. I don't know that any Democrat could have won that election.
Yeah.
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 Because of the, not just the gerrymandering, all this stuff that we're talking about, which
they
is important.
Russia wanted Trump.
And I still to this day believe that a lot of those so-called Bernie supporters that were are bots.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, that they were just, because you would hear the venom. I'm like, I think that we have to treat each other as, these are discussions that are worth having, but we can't have them if we can't respect each other.
Also, we also have to admit on the left, on the far left,
right,
we have to admit that maybe we were affected and hacked just as much.
Yes.
On every level, just as much as we are saying it happened on the right, that they were targeted, that voters on that side were targeted. What we will find is that we were too, and that all the negative Hillary articles and what have you that went specifically
right
to the Bernie people and voters and what have you.
Yes.
I'm sure, I know deep in my soul, Eleanor Frances Callier knows that we will find that out.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. I was thinking, going to what Mary said too, though, when you hear Hillary talk about that moment in the debate, that, I mean, that's the kind of the catch 22, though, isn't it? Is the reason she didn't is because women and her in particular are so scrutinized for everything they do. Can you imagine how they would have, what the pundits would have said? See, she's too emotional. Oh, what a bitch. Mm-hmm. Oh, she snapped at him.
She can't be a president.
Right. Yeah.
Back
right.
to what you said. You can't win
for
losing.
You can't lose.
Why
should she have to? See, this is the thing. Why she shouldn't have to do that. There are other people in that room. In fact, there were moderators.
Right.
Who could have said, sir, we need you to sit down.
Right.
You know, and when we watch somebody being physically, it's physically threatening. And I don't care what anybody says when people do that. Like, that was physically threatening.
Right.
And I've had men do this to me in conversations where they get up and they start walking around. And like, and I think we all have to address our behavior. But there are other people there that could address that. And demanding, always demanding that people be that they do it in a situation that's incredibly difficult.
I didn't, you know, it's funny. Almost all the things he did, you'd go like, is he allowed to do that? Like,
yes.
You just think, like, were there no ground rules? Because you're right. Couldn't the moderator have gone,
I'd say, so
you need to give Mrs. Clinton her physical space. She's speaking now, you know?
Well, there are people who will take and take and take as long as nobody calls them out.
We all act like we're not responsible. The sexiest thing that's ever happened to me was when I was in college at Michigan. I was talking to a friend of mine. This man came up to us and started yelling a slur at us, at me. For black people. And out of nowhere, this white guy came from nowhere, cold cocked him, right? Knocked him out in one punch, and then looked at me and my friend went, you ladies all right? We were like, do you want us? Because we are so panties have melted off of me.
Yes.
Are you kidding me? And then he dragged the guy away. Yes. Like, it was amazing.
Yeah.
Took out the trash, too.
Just took
bam!
It out. I was like,
bam!
And then I saw him at the Take Back the Night march, and I was trying to get to him. So I was like, I love you, strange hero.
Yes.
Like, you know, we have to stand up for each other. And in that situation, she is trapped, Hillary, on that stage. And I think the moderators have the response. They're so busy. Stop worrying about controlling the audience. Control the candidates.
Right. Well, here's the deal. And I said it at the time, and we know it now. Everybody else was running having a different election than Donald Trump was.
Yeah.
Everybody. Yeah. Hillary Clinton was doing things by the book. She was being respectful. She was doing all the things, as she said, that basically she was raised to do. Then you have somebody completely not abiding by any set of rules, norms,
not of politics, of human decency.
Of human decency.
And then they help it along by showing an empty podium over and over again hours while the other candidates, Bernie and Hillary, are at campaign events actually saying things.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Like, that's what we got to be. You know what? Crabs in a barrel. We got to stop being crabs in a barrel, y'all. You know why they don't have to put a lid on a crab barrel? Because they pull each other down.
That's right. And we don't need to be fighting over.
Wait a minute. That's new.
That's right. We didn't make that up. Black people.
We did not make that up. That's a black people saying.
It's a black people. Crabs in a
crabs
barrel.
Crabs in a barrel.
You do not have to. If you have a bucket full of crabs, you don't have to put a lid on it. Because every time someone almost gets out, the others will drag him down.
That's
so good.
So don't be no crab in a barrel. Be a raccoon. They help each other out. I saw a video this week of raccoons helping each other over the fence.
Okay. All right. Let's be raccoons. Let's not be crabs.
Yeah.